World Trade Center towers that took 7 years to build vanished in the twinkling of an eye. The symbol of the most powerful military strength, the Pentagon, was attacked and burned in raging flames. A nightmare that happened so suddenly and unbelievably. Unfortunately, tragedies like this often occur in many other parts of the world. From the slaughtering of Albanians by the Yugoslavians to Iraq's invasion of Kuwait. From racial wars in Africa to the killings of Brunei civilians and Chinese immigrants in Indonesia. From the Amshin Rikyo cult's fatal release of poison gas in Japan to gunshots on school campuses. Man can ultimately escape from impending disaster when we truly become people of high ethics. This goal will be impossible unless we persevere. We must first realize that it is beyond the surface issues of economy, politics, or simple diplomacy. The higher state of global consciousness requires an elevation of human spirit. In today's global society, the ability to exercise self-restraint is at large. If someone offers a way to improve the level of morality to tens of millions of people, he is truly helping society. Additionally, he is providing salvation from our own human extinction. In the early 1990s, in the Far East, one man pursues this monumental task. He introduced to the public a holistic cultivation system that is based on the characteristics of the universe: truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. This man is Li Hongzhi. His teachings are widely known as Falun Gong or Falun Dafa. China is a nation steeped in 5,000 years of spiritual history. But in modern times, the Chinese nation was propagated by communism, which was marked with violence and corruption. People eventually deserted their own traditional culture. This spiritual flight reached its peak during the 10 years of the Great Cultural Revolution. China emerged a country devoid of faith. That's right, 1.3 billion people had faith in virtually nothing. Instead, the balance of the country resorted to the more tangible pursuits and goals like money, political power, and selfish personal pleasures. This was the social environment when Mr. Li began his formidable journey to spread Falun Gong. From 1992 to 1994, Mr. Li gave 53 Falun Gong lectures around the nation and traveled to nearly every big city in China. These lectures were attended by a total of 20,000 people. He told the people, quote, "The creation of one's actual life is in the space of the universe. The space of the universe is benevolent to begin with and embodies the characteristic of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance, or Zhen Shan Ren. At birth, one is assimilated to the characteristic of the universe. One should return to one's original true self. This is the real purpose of being human." Unquote. Mr. Li teaches that true peace, quote, can only be found in the universal cultivation of virtue. If officials are unselfish, the state will not be corrupted. If people lay stress on self-cultivation and nurture of their virtues, and both administrators and civilians exercise self-restraint on their minds, then the whole nation will be stable and quiet, unquote. In January of 1999, the 9th Winter Sports Festival was held in Mr. Lee's hometown of Changchun. Early on a chilly morning, 10,000 local Falun Gong practitioners demonstrated the 5 sets of exercises to the spectators.
I used to be very sick and go to see doctors quite often. Normally, I spend several thousand yuan per year. Since I practice Falun Gong, I don't need to take any medicine for 5 years. I would like to say something too. I'm her daughter. What I would like to say is, Falun Dafa saved my whole family. I used to complain others all the time. I felt that everyone treated me poorly. After practicing Falun Dafa, instead of finding others' problems, I always look into myself to see if I am treating others unfairly, and I'm trying to improve myself, purifying my heart. Throughout my whole life, Falun Dafa educates me the most.
Falun Dafa has given me new life. I'm a military personnel. I feel it is very fortunate to practice Falun Dafa. Mr. Lee not only taught me to be a good person, he also taught principles that allow people to truly improve themselves. Mr. Lee's universal principles are beneficial to our society, to China, and the entire world. It is something we should all cherish. Many of us, including my colleagues, relatives, and friends, treasure Falun Dafa so much because we know it is a blessing for us to practice it.
Scenes of large-scale Falun Gong practices were common in China at that time. Mr. Lee's work, Zhuan Falun, or Revolving the Law Wheel, became the best-selling book in China. A Chinese official expressed his satisfaction of Falun Gong when interviewed by a U.S. magazine.
There is, within the practice of Falun Gong, a genuine benefit, a very, very strong benefit to the people who are practitioners. And we can see that benefit, I think, reflecting those who live in Canada. And clearly you can see the benefit that this practice can have within China and within bringing back to China the values of compassion and truthfulness and forbearance that are really at the center of Chinese culture and that have been captured so well within Falun Gong.
Since 1995, Mr. Lee started his worldwide teaching of Falun Gong. The spirit of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance rose above all cultural differences.
He's a very kind and benevolent person. And I felt that even when he was speaking in Chinese and I heard him first time speak in Chinese, I felt so happy in my heart to listen to him. And I knew he was a really, really good person, something very, very special, with a special teaching for us.
And I've been sent in and out from different prisons since I was 19. And when I read half of Zhuan Falun, I went to the police and turned myself in for the wrong things I've done.
As it's been presented for Westerners, and one of the great successes of Falun Gong has been its ability to bring traditional Chinese wisdom to a Western audience and explain it in a way that is comprehensible to us and get across that cultural barrier. That's, I guess, what attracts me the most.
The mayor of Houston, Texas, wrote in his proclamation to Mr. Lee, quote, Falun Dafa transcends cultural and racial boundaries. It resonates the universal truth to every corner of the earth and bridges the gap between East and West. Li Hongzhe has worked tirelessly to convey Falun Dafa from China to the rest of the world. Along the way, he has touched the lives of countless people in many countries, earning an acclaimed international reputation, unquote. When Mr. Li gave his first lecture in Beijing in 1992, only 200 people attended. Today, worldwide, there are over 100 million practitioners of Falun Gong. The growing popularity of Falun Dafa troubled the authorities of China. The fact that the number of Falun Dafa practitioners exceeded the number of registered members of the Communist Party generated a serious concern among a few top leaders, especially the president, Jiang Zemin. As a result, 1996, the official Chinese news agencies were ordered to start a propaganda campaign to slander Falun Gong. Additionally, the Public Security Bureau secretly ordered the elimination of Falun Gong, which then allowed for the illegal search, seizure, and arrest of practitioners and their property. On April 25, 1999, 10,000 practitioners peacefully gathered outside the central government's compound in Beijing. They requested the right to practice Falun Dafa in a non-hostile and tolerant environment. This peaceful gathering was seen by all to be orderly and lawful. This event marked the largest gathering in Chinese history whereby people peacefully appealed to the government. That evening, upon completion of the appeal, the practitioners picked up all the trash in the area and left without incident. The event was widely covered by the Western media. However, within the PRC, the fire of animosity against Falun Dafa was ignited. A plan to try to eliminate Falun Gong was underway. On July 20, 1999, the nationwide crackdown on Falun Dafa started. The resources of the entire state were utilized in an attempt to wipe out Falun Dafa. In the first 30 days, the official newspaper, People's Daily, alone published 347 articles against Falun Gong. Over 100 official TV and radio stations were flooded with propaganda programs against Falun Gong. Citizens were organized by their grassroots governments and their working places to watch the programs made by the Chinese Central TV station. Even overseas Chinese embassies were ordered to organize local Chinese scholars to condemn Falun Gong and distribute anti-Falun Gong materials to local country governments. President Jiang Zemin himself slandered Falun Gong when he attended international meetings and handed the propaganda booklets to the heads of countries. Mr. Li Hongzhi and his teachings of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance were challenged. On that same July date, Mr. Li published a statement in response to the crackdown. Quote, Falun Gong is simply a popular Qigong activity, does not have any particular organizational structure, let alone any political objective. We have never been involved in any anti-government activity. We are not against the government now, nor will we be in the future. Other people may treat us badly, but we do not treat others badly, nor do we treat people as enemies. Unquote. Within 10 days of the initial ban, hundreds of thousands of practitioners attempted to appeal for Falun Dafa in Beijing. Since the dragnet system was set up to prevent practitioners from going to Beijing, many of them eluded the blockade by walking and biking across fields. An old peasant, when he was arrested, opened his parcel and showed several pairs of his worn-out cloth shoes to the policeman and said that, quote, "I've walked a long way here to say one word in my heart. Falun Gong is good. The government is wrong," unquote. It is impossible to know exactly how many practitioners went to Beijing to appeal. But on July 21st, the fields of the two largest Beijing sports centers, Fengtai and Shijingshan, were filled up with arrested practitioners. That evening, heavy rain fell in Beijing. The practitioners gave their umbrellas to policemen. Their compassion and forbearance moved even the most iron-hearted police.
I have read a report from Wall Street Journal in which a 59-year-old lady, Ms. Chen Zixiu, was beaten to death by Chinese police for refusing to give up her belief in Falun Gong. From what I can see, for these Falun Gong practitioners, the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance are not merely a slogan, but something they are embodying with their lives and fulfilling with their heart and soul.
The practitioners' peaceful appeal only resulted in more intensified persecution activity. President Jiang Zemin takes Falun Gong as his personal enemy and has ordered to destroy Falun Gong by any means. More horrible news keeps coming from China. As of September 21, 2001, more than 500 practitioners have been sentenced to long prison terms. More than 1,000 practitioners were illegally imprisoned in 43 psychiatric hospitals where they were injected with nerve-damaging drugs. Over 20,000 have been sent to the labor camps without trial. At least 100,000 have been arrested and detained. And at least 283 Falun Gong practitioners have been persecuted to death. This is an average of 10 deaths per month. Despite the widespread crackdown, there has not been a single case of violence, retaliation, or revenge by any Falun Dafa practitioner.
In the detention center, what I faced every day were policemen and prisoners. I defended Falun Dafa and the dignity of a practitioner. At the same time, I try my best to be a good person. I always remembered Master Li's teaching. Others could cheat us unfairly, but we should not do the same in return. A benevolent person always has a heart of compassion with no discontent or hatred. He takes hardship as joy.
October 28, 1999, a secret press conference organized by practitioners was held in Beijing. It successfully broke the news blockage imposed by the Chinese government. For the first time, the Western media had a chance to listen to Falun Gong practitioners' own stories.
The atmosphere was one of courage, I would say courage on the part of the Falun Gong members, who despite the crackdown and despite all the harassment they were getting, dared to try to call this secret press conference. One person would come up and talk about the persecution that they had faced because of being a Falun Gong member. It was really quite touching that they, despite this persecution, they would have the courage to come and organize this press conference. They just spoke freely and with immense courage, knowing full well that after this press conference they would undoubtedly be caught.
When all the channels to appeal to the Chinese government were blocked, practitioners went to the streets. They posted self-made banners and messages in public places, exposing the truth about Falun Dafa. Some of them even started going to Tiananmen Square.
Historically in China, when there was a conflict between the people and the government, it always comes down to passive submission or violent rebellion. However, in the case of Falun Gong practitioners, they don't resort to any means of violence, nor they give in. Yet they have always fought strongly for their basic rights in a peaceful and rational way. This indicates that Mr. Li's principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance is not merely a slogan. Through the practice of these guiding principles, people can truly reach the goal to assimilate with truth, compassion, and tolerance. This fundamental change once taken place within the person, it is impossible to be changed again with any external forces.
Chinese practitioners have moved and inspired people of different races. More and more people follow their devotion in the cultivation of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. They support the peaceful actions that help out the situation in China, calling for an increase in justice and consciousness.
There was a group of Falun Dafa practitioners that came to Ottawa and were conducting a demonstration on the front of Parliament Hill. And I was, in a sense, impressed by how almost passive, non-aggressive it was. It reminded me almost of Gandhi in terms of the whole idea of passive non-aggression. And when I went out to go and meet them, because of the National Review article that I had read, I found that, I mean, these were the most kind of, you know, peace-loving, calm people that I'd ever encountered, and were not the type of usual demonstrators that I would deal with in politics.
Falun Gong is based on practicing truthfulness and compassion and tolerance. Throughout my career as a college professor and a community activist and the United States Senator from Minnesota, I have believed in the values that you represent more than any value.
Des années de recherche.
Do you believe in the power of truth and compassion and forbearance?
This is the first time that we see in Chinese history that millions of people resist the injustice using completely peaceful and nonviolent means. I believe this will open up a new way to resolving the conflict in Chinese community, which will consequently contribute to the stability of the Chinese society as well as the world peace.
The 9-year peaceful journey of Mr. Li Hongzhi and his fellow practitioners give the world an important message. True peace is reached naturally on the way to returning to one's true self. And Falun Dafa is a great way for helping people to get there. The two magnificent towers in Manhattan vanished. If their collapse could awaken the world to realize again the significance of man's morality so that everyone embraces truly in their hearts truthfulness, compassion, tolerance, then this tragedy is by no means a tragedy. It is a start of a brand new era for mankind.